welcome into a new episode of the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Fowler, and today is Monday, November 22nd. This week, we look at research from the October issue of the journal Oncology, titled Value of Geriatric Assessment in Patients with Genitourinary Carcinoma. Lead author Kieran Zongel from the Department of Neuroanesthesia at the Christian Doppler Hospital in Salzburg, Austria, spoke with me about this compelling manuscript. The research features 111 patients with urogenital carcinomas with the ultimate goal of evaluating comprehensive geriatric assessment tools to better guide these individuals. Patients were divided into two groups, which were prostate cancer, featuring 88 patients, and distal urinary tract cancer, featuring 29 patients. The relationships between comprehensive geriatric assessment tools and complications, hospital duration, death rate, and baseline characteristics were analyzed in this research. I hope you enjoy this conversation. So, Dr. Zongel, thank you so much for taking some time to join me on the podcast to talk about your work. Let's just really start with the motivation behind this research. So could you kind of talk a bit about what motivated you and your colleagues to pursue research on this specific topic?
And the original idea was a cooperation between Berlin and Munich when Prof. Van Dossow and myself still had been in Munich 4 years ago. And during this cooperation, the idea arose to professionalize the geriatric care perioperatively. And so they started the first initial project. It was a Paratex study, which was published in 2015. And this part, what we're talking here about, is the perioperative care in urology and urosurgery for patients which are 65 years old.
Perfect. So let's get into this research a little bit. Could you briefly talk a bit about the methods that you took to put this trial together, you know, specifically some of the eligibility criteria for patients, how you evaluated patients, and some of the common characteristics you saw with them?
The points we were looking at, that the patients were at least 65 years old. This was the first point. And afterwards, we were thinking which parts of the holistic procedure of we should use for this project, because geriatric assessment also includes things like financial background and psychosocial disorders and things like that. And we were thinking about items we could use and evaluate during the perioperative period in our hospital in urological surgery. So we decided to choose the Bartel index, the ADL value, the ILDL value after Lawton and Brody, the MMSE value, and at last point beneath the general consultation was the CCI value, the Charlson Comorbidity Index.
Perfect. And so with those tools and those indexes that you mentioned, you know, what were you able to determine with this patient population, specifically regarding the different correlations you analyzed within this research?
The main findings in the study was that the urological geriatric patient population has a very high regenerative potential. So almost all patients reach their baseline value at the end of after 1 year after surgery. This was a very big finding. The next finding was that most patients had problems in the first 2 weeks after surgery with their ADL values, meaning that they had big problems with their daily course of life, where they needed a lot of help. And the third main finding was that there's a big difference between the prostate patients and the distal urogenital tract carcinoma patients, because they had much more comorbidities, had more complications, had a longer hospital stay, and only in this group patients died during the 1 year period, and the prostate group none of the patients died.
I guess to interpret these results, you know, what would you say the implications are for this research, and how do you see these results impacting the field, you know, moving forward, specifically as it relates to these tools that you analyzed?
A very big point for me is that, as already mentioned, that this geriatric population has a very high regenerative potential, so that they can be operated even with open surgery, because they regenerate. It's the first big finding, and the second one is that the patients with bladder carcinoma and ureter carcinoma and those with kidney carcinoma, those are the patients who must be treated individually, and most of them needs more resource utilization during the operative period.
Right, sure. And so do you and your colleagues have any plans to pursue further research in this area to build off of this data?
Yes, and the next step would be that we make the whole geriatric assessment bigger, so that we include other parts of geriatric assessment, like psychosocial disorders and the intensification of their treatment with psychiatric colleagues. This is one point. And the next point is that we have to integrate in our team more sophisticated procedures for the mentioned patients with distal urogenital carcinomas.
Perfect. So those are all the questions I had for you, Dr. Zongul. Thank you so much for taking some time to speak with me. You know, I really enjoyed our conversation, and I think this research is going to be really beneficial to our readers.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the invitation.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to our podcast. Or just listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast is the official podcast of Cancer Network, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information on this podcast and to stay up to date with all the news and notes in the world of oncology, visit us at cancernetwork.com. You can also find us on social media on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.